This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's time for the Young Gelt Militia back again on the bench in the biggest way possible. Brian Geltzeiler of NBA Radio on Sirius XM and HoopsCritic.com. Young Gelt, how you doing?
I'm good, bro. What's happening, dude?
My man. So it's great to have you back on the bench. So tell me, when Paul George starts playing ball this week, is that when we're finally going to see the Clippers be this alleged championship team that they've been selling us?
Not yet. I think that's going to take some time. Listen, the Clippers are still learning each other. And as good as it looked early on with all this stuff revolving around Kawhi, it's just going to take time. Paul George is a high-usage player, Pharrell. When you inject him into this situation, a lot of other guys are going to have to adjust, and it's meaningful guys are going to have to adjust. Kawhi's going to have to adjust a little bit. You're going to have to get Montrezl Harrell adjusting. Lou Williams is going to have to adjust. So now the Clippers are going to take some time to gel, but with the way they play, with the depth they have, with the bench that they have, with these two guys as their two lead dogs and Leonard and George, they're going to be there come May and June. But this is not going. It's not going to gel immediately. They're going to look pretty much like all the other top contenders here before they have that opportunity to distinguish themselves and get beyond everybody. That's going to take some time. So temper your expectations. I spoke to some people high up in the Clipper organization about a month ago and was told we're not planning on having a fast start. We're planning on a slow start. And I think they're pretty surprised right now to be 7-3. I don't think they figured with their schedule at the beginning of the season, they would be in that kind of shape. With that said, it'll take some time, but they will hit their stride.
So with the Rockets and Gordon now going to be out after surgery, he'll be out at least 6 weeks. And the fact that, bottom line is Harden's up to his old tricks again, dropping, 37 a game and ISO ball city. And then you got Westbrook. What's going to happen to this team? Is it the same old story? Harden scores 40, 50 a night and they can't win in the playoffs?
Yep. That's exactly what it's going to be. Because here's the problem with them, Pharrell. This team as a unit, they couldn't guard a crosswalk, man. They can't guard anything or anybody, man. This is one of the worst defensive teams in the league. And the thing is, you'll look at some teams and say, hey, okay, you know what? You're struggling a little bit early on. I don't see a path, Pharrell. I don't see how they get better defensively. Listen, when you went, one of the things, Russell Westbrook is, by all objective measures, a better player than Chris Paul at this stage of his career. But let me tell you what he's not than Chris Paul. That's a better defensive player, okay? And that's a loss for them. And I beat up on Chris Paul pretty much more than anybody does. But the reality is from a defensive standpoint, this was a really necessary player for them and what they did. And so you look at all that, and then you realize, Gordon has played horribly here, and he's not defending well either. Right now you look at them defensive rating-wise, Pharrell. The Rockets, they're 20th in the league. And quite frankly, one of the reasons they're 20th in the league is because they've played against some garbage competition. They're 7-3, they're right now is 10 teams in the NBA with 7 wins, and they look the worst out of all 10 of those teams. Give them credit. They keep putting Ws on the board. Harden's doing it and doing his thing and playing great, but they're just not right. I don't see a path to them becoming the defensive team they need to be to truly advance far in the playoffs.
Brian Geltzeiler with us, Young Gelt Militia from NBA Radio and HoopsCritic.com. So I know you've been talking about the Knicks situation on the air. Break it down for us. What's happening with the New York Knicks again tonight, getting their ass beat in Chicago. The embarrassing presser with Mills and Perry the other night on Sunday. The fallout from that, it's just a disaster. What's going to happen with Fizdale and all of the heads of state there?
Well, the one person that's really unhappy with what's happening is Jim Dolan. and Jim Dolan, who at times for an owner over the course of his ownership tenure has been far too much of a fan, this is actually not a bad moment for Jim Dolan to be a little bit of a fan, because he's realized pretty quickly what all other Knicks fans have realized, which is how ill-conceived this roster is, how clunky it is. And yes, you have some talent there, but the pieces do not fit. Somebody rubber stamped spending $65 million in salary this year on four power forwards. Who rubber stamped that? I don't know. Obviously it was Steve Mills or Scott Perry, but that was somebody's wonderful idea. So now James Dolan's watching this team, and a team that doesn't fit, that's probably the most selfish team in the league with just poor passers on the floor. You have a point guard problem because Peyton's hurt and Dennis Smith hasn't played well. And when he's played and missed a chunk of time because of death in the family. So you have all these things happening, and Dolan's looking at this going, you know what? This is a garbage product that we're putting on the floor. And you guys told me it was going to be something different. And Dolan, for once, all these years, Steve Mills has been with him for a long time, 20 years Steve Mills has been with him. And from what I understand, Jim Dolan is coming to the conclusion that Steve Mills is a fine guy to have within the organization, but he's probably not the best guy to run the basketball operation. So what you have here now is Mills, and if Mills is going to be out of the basketball operation, Perry goes right along with him. That's not going to – that those two are tied at the hip as far as that owner's concerned. So now what's happening? Steve Mills realizes his job's in trouble. So let me see if I can throw somebody else in front of the bus first. They get hit by the bus, and maybe I can dodge it and buy myself a little bit of time. And that's what's happening with Dave Fizdale here. And Pearl, don't get me wrong. Dave Fizdale's not doing a really good job with this team. It's been a little less haphazard than it has been last year, but he's got to coach some better effort. He's got to go with some young guys. He's trying to be a little bit creative, but playing Barrett games at point guard because you're so worried about trying to win these games is bad for R.J. Barrett. Everything this team does has to be a function of R.J. Barrett because he is the one guy they have who's a future star, and that really hasn't happened either. So this is not a Fizdale commercial. With that said, he deserves a little bit more of an opportunity, but right now Mills is, for lack of a better term, on the balls of his backside here, man. He's in trouble. So he's gonna throw Fizz under the bus to see if he can save himself here. By the way, I don't think Fizz gets saved, and I don't think Mills and Perry get saved, and I think you're going to see a brand-new Knick regime going into next offseason.
Yeah, and maybe before that, the Lakers held off the Suns tonight. I think they beat them. I think that game is a final, unless I'm crazy. Is that accurate? I don't know. Maybe it's not. Is there still a bunch of the fourth quarter left in that game? It is. There's still 11 minutes left. Yeah, it's still going on. 97-94 Lakers.
Still going on, yeah.
So,
not over.
My question is, Davis's shoulder, is it getting better, or is it going to become a problem and he's going to end up, getting cut?
Anthony Davis, you mean?
Yeah, like having surgery. Has he got a real shoulder problem, or is it nothing?
I don't think it's nothing, okay? Because let me tell you something. There's never it's never nothing with Anthony Davis, Pharrell. It's always something. So I don't think it's nothing. With that said, I also think he's played well enough here that he can play through it. So we'll see what happens, and we'll see what happens over the course of the season. If they're going to cut him, he's going to be out of a while. And right now, that's the last thing they want to do at 7-2 here. And if they can manage to hold on tonight, they got a chance here to go to 8-2. And they're the best defensive team in the league. And that's something that you can't downplay. And I'm going to tell you, when they hired Frank Vogel, you scratched your head a little bit, didn't work in Orlando, and then you placed two guys who may be more accomplished NBA head coaches than Frank Vogel on his bench. And certainly one of them is in Lionel Hollins. And Jason Kidd has done a very good job as a coach, has done a bad job as a coach in the past as well. But two guys that are fancy themselves as head coaches next to Vogel on the bench. And Frank Vogel has instilled a defensive philosophy that he did in Indiana with this team, and everybody is bought in from the top down, and that includes LeBron James.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. The point being is that to me rules the day over everything else for the Lakers right now, and if that can continue, they're going to be formidable.
And do you think the job Lionel Hollins is doing, or Monty Williams is doing a great job with the Suns team?
Fantastic. And the thing that we all forget pretty quickly, he's only without his second best player right now. I mean, DeAndre Ayton is not nothing for real. He's a really good young player.
Right.
And they're doing this with Baynes playing center. Aaron Baynes is having the year of years right now. He's been phenomenal.
Right.
And I tell you something, I didn't think Rubio could fit in like this and do what he's done, him and Booker together. But I anticipated before the season began, and you know, Pharrell, I'll always say when I'm wrong, I anticipated some kind of early showdown between Monty Williams and Devin Booker that revolved around the fact that Devin Booker was not going to be as unselfish as Williams needed him to be. Devin Booker has bought into everything Monty Williams has sold, and it's been the key element in the Suns having this kind of success. Booker's been terrific, and he's part of the reason he's been terrific is because the guy doesn't need to come out and take 30 shots a game. All of a sudden, the Phoenix Suns, it's not about getting Devin Booker 60 anymore. It's about this team playing as a team, and when Ayton walks back into this group, they're going to be really good. Listen, you look at what's kind of shaken out here with the Warriors collapsing. The Kings are not going to be a factor. The Blazers have certainly struggled plenty. You look at all this at these situations, the Suns have a legit chance to be a playoff team when Ayton comes back. They really do. And Monty Williams is an all-business guy, deserves all the credit. And I'm going to say this, okay? And this relates back to the Knicks and Fizdale. Coaching in the NBA matters, Pharrell. Okay, you're looking at the job Monty Williams is doing with Phoenix. John Beilein lost tonight in Philly, and they went to 4-6. The Cavaliers are playing good basketball,
right,
and they're playing team basketball, big effort. There's not a mountain of talent there, but you got veterans and a couple of young guys. He's doing a great job as the coach. He's got everybody buying in. The system is crisp. There's a philosophy there. Coaching matters in the NBA, and Fizz is not doing a great job with the Knicks right now, which is why he's probably going to end up not winning.
Right. Young Gal, great stuff tonight, and always love having you on the bench. Fantastic. I know that game's Lakers 99-97 right now, and the Nets are up 89-84 on the Jazz late. I'm watching Portland, Sacramento, great NBA rack. I'll catch up with you soon, Young Gal. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio.
Always my pleasure, Pharrell. We'll do it again soon.
All right, Brian Geltzeiler of NBA Radio on Sirius and Hoops Critic.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.